Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And Tyler is hardcore today. We are going to be talking about protein. And not just protein in meats, we're talking about protein powders.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I can feel it.
Brother.
Macho Man Randy. Oh, that's actually Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Macho Man. Macho Man said, oh yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. And then Hulk Hogan said, brother.
I equivalate the oh yeah to the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh. No, because Macho Man in the Slim Jim commercials. He'd say, snap into a Slim Jim! Oh, yeah! And then he'd eat it.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I equivalent, oh, yeah, with the Macho Man Randy Savage.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep. And all these people, they drank protein drinks.
A lot, actually.
I would say they probably put more intravenous drugs in than protein drinks.
I actually heard of a very... This is kind of fast-forwarding through the protein a little bit, but I was reading an article about professional entertainment wrestlers or whatever you want to call them.
WWE.
People, and the way that they take their protein is literally shoot it. Not like inject it, but they will literally...
Mix just barely enough water in there.
Mix just almost where they would take, like one of them said that they would do shots of them, or he would take the powder... Dump the powder in his mouth, and then just drink water until the powder was out of his mouth.
Ew.
Yeah, that kind of grossed me out, but the shots I found oddly entertaining. I have never done that, but I was like, that's clever.
I mean, when we did that all-protein diet...
That might have been entertaining.
Well, we did the protein cake, which was good. So, protein powders are new to our bodies in the last, 20, 30 years?
Yeah.
Probably like 70s, 80s. They started coming around right around the advent of professional bodybuilding. We started doing the protein powder thing. So I'm going to say probably late 70s, early 80s is probably when they really started getting it.
The 80s sounds really
Because I don't remember like watching Arnold Schwarzenegger's video.
Arnold doesn't.
Yeah, Arnold probably didn't have them.
He doesn't. I remember him just sitting there eating steak after steak after steak.
And eggs. Do you remember? I remember a scene in Pumping Iron. The Arnold Schwarzenegger docudrama. It was a half documentary, half drama. He was eating breakfast with not Franco Colombo, but who's the other guy?
Lou Ferrigno.
No, not Lou Ferrigno. His competitor. Who's the main guy he was going up against that year?
I don't know.
It wasn't Lou Ferrigno, it wasn't Franco Colombo. The other guy, whatever. He was eating breakfast with his main competitor, and his plate was like a pound of bacon and eggs. And it was it just looked so gross. And then just coffee and water. I was like, oh, I'm so glad that I'm A, not a bodybuilder, and B, we don't have to go to those lengths anymore to get that much protein.
No. Out of control.
Yeah. So, Tyler, let's say for our listeners, what is the main reason that you would recommend them drink protein drinks?
The main reason for drinking protein drinks, let's go with, you could A, easily say that adding more protein to your diet, helps lose fat.
Absolutely.
Kicks up the metabolism and all that stuff. Also, in a lot of these, protein shakes, they're not just protein. You also get a lot of, minerals and vitamins.
Uh-huh.
So they're kind of an additive multivitamin type concept. So
right.
That's a plus. Also, it's an easy snack, so that's not overloading your system in your stomach region where you're like full, but yet you do feel it a little bit as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
those are the main.
Yeah. You get quick, easy nutrition. And like you're saying, I mean, you get other stuff in it too. So, and besides, what else are you going to be, like, if you don't get protein, what else are you going to be eating? We talked about this a couple podcasts ago, but if you don't fill your stomach with good stuff, you're going to fill it with crap. Yeah. So why not fill it with good stuff? And most people, I mean, you have the vegetarian argument, which we'll talk about later, which, actually, let's talk about it now.
Do vegetarians do whey protein?
Depends on the vegetarian. Some will, because they're not vegans. They'll eat some animal products. They just won't eat the flesh of an animal.
Okay.
But so a lot of vegetarians, like my mom eats eggs and yogurt and milk and all that. My mom's a vegetarian. But some, like, well, my cousin, she used to be a vegan, and vegans don't eat any animal product whatsoever. Which...
vegans are lame.
Well, I mean, they have some valid points. Like, if you look at the quality of our meat now, it's not as good as it used to be, and could serve to be a lot better. I mean, that's why we have
I'll give you that. A high level of obesity. But at the end of the day, they're still lame.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, it's not... I don't think it's a very sustainable way to live either, because grains are just as bad for you as, like, as really bad quality proteins. So, but the vegetarian argument is that, oh, we didn't, you know, we haven't eaten meat, blah, 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 all this crap. But the thing is, you can, in our evolution, you can mark the distinctive point from when we were not very intelligent people, intelligent beings, to where we're intelligent beings with our protein, the availability of protein. So the more protein that we found, the smarter we got. So I'm not saying that now it's going to be equivalent, but...
it's plateaued
now. It's plateaued, and I mean, we have abundant protein now. But when the availability of protein increased, our brain size increased. Ta-da, we're smarter. So protein is and meat sources were a really important part of our evolution. But... why? And so, protein drinks for a normal person. I think Tyler and I, we both agree that most everyone should have protein drinks, right?
I think they're a great staple. Just almost like to have. You don't need to. I mean, you don't need to have one every day, but I would say on a regular basis, you're drinking them.
Yeah, because. Like Tyler said, they're liquid, so they get to your system faster. I mean, all the same reasons that he stated. They're just a good way to fuel your fat loss and build muscle easily.
So, now that we basically have figured out that we need to drink the protein shake more.
Right.
What are we looking for when we go to the GNCs, the Vitamin World, the grocery store? Because the grocery store has them,
too. Yeah. And Tyler's exactly right. There are so many protein drinks out there, you can get lost. If you just go to your local store, especially at the grocery store, they're not really going to know what they're talking about. And their GNCs are going to try and sell you the medium to high expensive product just because they get a commission on it.
Yes.
So there are a couple of guidelines I like to give people. No soy, ever. Period.
I'm going to just sit back and let Keon do his rant.
Do you want to hear this now? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it now. Let's get it all out of the way.
Okay.
Soy. There are some Keon Omelie.
There are some
here it goes.
Important issues when it comes to soy in our diets, but especially when it comes to soy in a protein form. One, it's an incomplete protein. Actually, it's complete, but incomplete at the same time. There are some things that are left out of it. But the most important part of this is it has trypsin inhibitors. Now,
what is that, Keon?
Exactly. Thank you. I was hoping you'd ask. A trypsin inhibitor goes into your stomach and inhibits trypsin, which helps you absorb protein. So all the protein you think you're getting is being blocked by the exact thing that you're putting in your body. So soy blocks protein.
So soy is counterproductive.
Exactly. Even soy protein isolate contains it. Two, it has phytoestrogens in it.
Estrogen is for boobies.
Exactly. So it's giving you a false source of estrogen. So it mimics estrogen's effect in the body, which inhibits muscle growth, increases the chance of breast cancer in women. And men don't need estrogen ever. So bad news for men there. So We have those things. It has goitrogens in it.
Goitrogens? Goish.
Goish. Oh, it sounds like a Mikhail. It's a Jewish word, eh? Goitrogen increases your chance of having goiter, which is not a good disease. It's the growth in your neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like giant galt, like grapefruits hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last thing is it also inhibits mineral absorption. So your trace minerals, which you need to function, like your calcium, your magnesium, blah, 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 and on, it blocks those as well. So everything that it gives you, it's saying, no, I'm going to give it to you, but you're not going to be able to absorb it.
So once again, it's counterproductive on pretty much every front.
On every front. Oh, and then all the soy that we get is genetically modified. So it's not even the original soy plant. So that introduces a whole nother host of issues, which I don't know. I'm not as versed in. But genetically modified things aren't as good for you. Let's just put it that way.
I concur.
So one of my at Thanksgiving, my cousin, she asked me, said, Keon, because I was asking her, she's a vegetarian.
Okay.
And she asked me, well, why have Japanese people been able to survive on such a high soy diet for so long? My answer to this is soy in its raw form is rarely eaten in Japan. Soy in a fermented form is eaten quite frequently in Japan. So it's the fermented soy that you can eat, like the natto, some tofu, that kind of stuff.
I want to say edamame, isn't that
soy? No, edamame is just soybeans, straight up.
Oh, okay.
So fermented soy is okay. Unfermented soy, avoid. Bad. Triple bad. So if you can't get soy, so okay. Number one thing to look for on the ingredients list is soy protein. If it's on there, don't buy it.
But, okay, let's go back to the soy for 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So, if you decided, for whatever reason, you feel that soy is the way to go. You're listening to this, and you want soy. You said to go fermented.
Yes.
I don't shop for soy, so I have no, this could be the dumbest question in the world. Does it literally say on the box fermented soy? Like, you have to know
the... You have to know what it is.
Like, even in the ingredients, it's not going to say fermented soy. It's just going to say soy. You have to figure it out.
Yep.
You got to do some research.
A little bit. I mean, natto and some forms of tofu will be. Oh, and also another thing about soy bean that's grown in the United States, the ground is over-farmed, meaning that the plant is not getting the minerals it needs, meaning that those minerals aren't being passed on to you. Even if your body was going to be able to absorb them, there wouldn't be anything there for you to absorb. So, fermented soy, no soy in your soy product. Side note, sometimes they'll use, I forget what it's called exactly, but they'll be soy, but something else. And that's all this is for stability, as long as it's not the main protein source. You can have, like, this soy byproduct in there, and that's not going to kill you.
But it's when it's one of the first three ingredients. Yeah. That's when you should be worried.
Exactly. Or the first 10, even. Because when you get into protein powders, sometimes they have a crap ton of ingredients.
Okay,
so we've borrowed soy from your...
So just don't do soy.
No soy.
Let's just... Okay. Well, once again, saying my famous saying, pulling back the curtain. True Fitness Academy, we try and figure out what's the best so you don't have to.
Right.
Just don't do soy.
Yeah.
We'll just make that decision right now. Don't do soy.
If you love it, then go for the fermented. That's it. Done. All right. So getting back to protein powders. Another rule would probably be look for as few ingredients as possible.
Okay.
You don't want a ton of chemicals in there. Chemicals aren't really that good for you. So look for, I say, 15 is... pretty good. 10 is really good. If you can find something with 5 to 8 ingredients, that's fantastic. There's one that I used to get at Whole Foods. It was a little bit more expensive, but it's pretty dang good. Can you grab the muscle milk while you're up there?
Yeah.
Tyler and I could grab some of the protein powders that we have. If you get up to above like 20, 25, then you're playing with a lot of chemicals that you don't want in there. So Tyler and I both use muscle milk. which is a pretty good protein.
The reason why, okay, so Muscle Milk, I like the taste of it.
Yep.
It is, I would always give Muscle Milk as a good starter.
Yeah. Because it mixes really easily with
water.
Water. Like, it tastes good with water.
Like, literally, it's not the, it's not chalky, which I find a lot of times protein powder gets chalkier and chalkier the more, quote unquote, intense it is for you.
Uh-huh.
It's not even say good, but like the extreme ones get chalky.
Right. Oh, the soy product I was looking for was soy lechen. That's just, that keeps things together. Yeah, exactly. Like the, if you go for the pure whey proteins, it's going to taste like crap, but I mean, it's cheap. Usually you can get it at Costco or your Sam's Club for really cheap.
Yeah, like any of those stores or even your normal grocery store, or I've even seen it at Target. It's called Designer Whey.
Oh, I hate
that stuff. Is awful. Ugh. Literally, picture Nesquik. It looks like Nesquik, but doesn't dissolve.
No, it's clumpy.
It's like drinking dirt.
Yeah,
it is gross. Disgusting.
It's really gross.
No matter how much you blend it, no matter how much you pre-stir it with just a little bit, oh, it's awful. Don't get Designer Whey.
Yeah.
But I do approve of whey protein.
Whey protein is good. You have to search around for that. It's good immediately after a workout.
Yeah.
And also, one of the biggest ones that Tyler has, one of the most important proteins that you can get is casein protein, C-A-S-E-I-N protein. And it's just, it is a really, really good, clean protein. I highly recommend it.
I highly as well. Casein protein, I usually take this before I go to bed. The reason why is that it's kind of a slow-acting protein, so all over the night, all through the night, it will work.
Right. It takes longer to digest. So a whey protein, just to give you an idea, whey protein is really quick digesting. It gets into your bloodstream within the first 10 to 15 minutes. Casein will take a little bit longer. So what's going to happen with the more complex proteins like a Muscle Milk, they'll give you both casein protein and some whey protein. So it gets in your bloodstream quick and then lasts a little bit longer, so it satiates you and you'll stay full longer.
That's why I like the Muscle Milk, because it gives you both. So let's see. What other types are there? There's
egg protein, which is a really good it's a good alternative for people who are lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. Who can't handle whey.
Could you not handle whey?
It's just some genetic factors. So it'll make some people sick, or it'll bloat some people. So play around with your own physiology, your own biochemistry, if you will, and try and figure out what works best for you. But egg protein is pretty good. There's also hemp protein, which, yes, is from the marijuana plant. But it has none of the effects of marijuana. The flavor is really, really nutty. I don't personally like it. You need to use a lot of liquid with it. Otherwise,
it's still chalky and
no, it'll clumpy. Gum up. It turns into like a paste.
That's weird.
Yeah, so you need to use a lot of liquid with hemp protein.
There's milk protein.
Casein, whey, they're all byproducts of milk.
Yeah.
But
like when you go to GNC, you'll see like milk protein in a thing, and that's confusing from time to time.
Right. And sometimes you'll see, like, super lean protein, blah, blah, blah. You know, or like, the marketing's different. Don't pay attention to the marketing. The marketing's just going to screw you up. What's good for a guy trying to lose weight is going to be good for a girl trying to lose weight. It doesn't really matter that much.
No, it doesn't at all. So, generally speaking, we did the perfect day of weight loss yesterday. In a perfect, perfect extreme, you would do 3 shakes a day with 3 meals.
Right.
So that's anywhere from waking up, having a meal, then doing a protein shake right after your workout, meal, shake right before you go to bed. So the first shake, I would say, if it's right after your workout, a nice Muscle Milk that does everything
right
is good to shoot shoot for. Drink that. It's got your whey. It's got your, I can never say it
casein.
Right. Casein. I always want to say, I want to put an R in there. I want to say carcine.
Oh, so, because you're thinking of carnitine.
Yeah.
L-carnitine. That's a so, casein, really popular
supplement.
Yeah.
So casein. Then your second one at the, like, afternoon. Afternoon, I'm usually crashing. So right. Whey protein just straight up is right. Good. Then at the end of the day, I go casein all the
straight
way.
Straight up, yeah.
Straight up. And I enjoy, I'm going to drop a label. I enjoy the Optimum Nutrition casein and whey because it's 100%. Like, right. It's just straight up, the first ingredient is casein, and then it goes into the flavoring.
Yep.
So, and that's, they have a whey one, and it's easy because literally it says on the thing, 100% casein.
Right.
It's idiot proof.
If you're looking for some good brands, we like Muscle Milk. I like Metabolic Drive, which we don't have in the house, but it's a good quality. They also have a Metabolic Drive also puts out a pure whey protein as well, which is pretty good. I also like ProGrade's product, but you can only buy that one online, so you can't buy that one in any store. Let's see. Anything else? Any ones you like particular?
The Optimum Nutrition I enjoy, and the Muscle Milk are the ones that I tend to use regularly. I'm kind of one of those people that when I find something I like, I just stick to it.
It's a way
to
go.
I don't deviate from my stuff often, unless I'll try out like a sample here and there, but I rarely will go buy a case of something else.
One thing that I also like to do is I like to make a smoothie in the morning for breakfast, and that I mix my stuff in, my protein powder in with milk, cottage cheese, yogurt, fruit, maybe some honey, and some ice cubes, like and vary the ingredients and whatever. Maybe a little bit of oatmeal, and that is a really good meal replacement because that right there is probably 500 to 600 calories, depending on what you put in it. And that's a really good way to go to actually get some good nutrition in there.
And as we learned from yesterday's podcast, Keon, I deviate in different things. I rarely will put it in a shake form. I usually will just water the powder, drink, walk away.
Right. Well, I don't know. I've made shake making into, like, I mean, as growing up as a kid, I loved to make smoothies. So it's just kind of one of those things that's, I found...
it's perfectly fine. I'm just saying that that's the other option. It's just water and powder.
Yeah, you're good to go.
And we still consider that a protein shake.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd consider that more of a meal replacement shake because protein shakes are smaller snacks, while a meal replacement is exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Is you actually put food into a blender with supplements. So that's the way to go. You can also get, there's a stuff called IsoPure, which is just pure whey protein isolate. So it doesn't have the actual milk solids in it or anything like that. And our buddy Sean in New York, he drinks that because he has colitis and a couple other things wrong with his stomach. And so whey proteins, casein proteins, even egg proteins will react with him. So if you're having a tough time, like you have your whey or you have your whatever, and it's messing with your stomach, then I would say if you can afford, it's expensive stuff. It's 20 to 30% more expensive than your standard jug, which is anywhere from $30 to $50.
I feel like you would already know that there's a chance that you don't have to go out and try whey protein and be like, oh yeah, this made me sick and awful. I feel like there's a medical you already might have. If you question it, I would probably go straight to the...
A couple things you can also do if you don't know if you're going to like the flavor. Muscle Milk puts out little pre-mixed
serving jugs. Size that you can get at any GNC or Vitamin Shop.
Yep. Or Vitamin Shop and GNC, they have a huge display, typically, of single-serving proteins.
Uh-huh.
So they have the IsoPure. They have the Muscle Milk. They'll have a bunch of different kinds. So you don't have to commit to buying a whole jug just to find out you don't like the flavor.
Which is the worst thing world.
I got some banana once. Thinking, oh, because I had a ton of jugs, and I was going through it really quick. So I was like, oh, I'll have banana. It was terrible.
You get to that point where it's painful. You're, like, not looking forward to it. I think I had like 3 cases of strawberry. Oh. I strawberried myself out. Because I get it on like these weird flavor, you know, highs where I'm like, oh, I love strawberry. I'll just keep drinking. Then once that hits and it's over, you don't want to even look at the bottle.
Yeah. And so usually the safest ones to go for are chocolate and vanilla.
Those are my staples.
If you want to branch out, strawberry safe. Anything that sounds odd or kind of off typically is. If it doesn't mix, if you can't think of a lot of things it mixes well with, then don't get it. The like one that, root beer.
The Muscle Milk root beer and the Muscle Milk cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is pretty good.
I've yet to taste either of them, and I want them to come out with a single serving of the root beer because I think that's what would get them to sell it more. Or absolutely. They know it sucks, so they don't.
Right.
Because I love root beer, and I would totally keep that in my like cabinet just as like a treat.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So
I wonder if you mixed it with root beer, what would happen? Root
beer, Tyler and I did this experiment one time. We tried to figure out what actual root beer would mix with alcoholically.
Yeah.
And it was nothing?
Or was it pretty much Jaeger? Nothing or Jaeger? And no. Still had a weird taste.
It was rum, I thought, went pretty okay with it.
Let's just say there was nothing that was like, oh, this is amazing.
Right. So, root beer is just a hard one to mix with. Raspberry is a hit or miss, really. Yeah. It can either be like super fake and sweet up front, or just not, or it can be pretty good. Orange, again, is a hit or miss.
Orange
is, and it's a good lot if of you, the... It's good if you mix it, a scoop of orange with a half scoop of vanilla, and then some ice and a little bit of milk, and so you just... It's really thick. It's almost like a orange creamsicle.
Yeah,
that can be really good.
I was gonna say also, there's a lot of punches. There'll be a tropical punch, a fruit punch. They always have a weird tang to them.
That is
not tasty often.
Yeah, you know what I would like that they don't ever put out is a lemon. I would like a lemon.
Really, you would drink a lemon?
Yeah.
Or you would add it to
I would use it as a mix. Vanilla lemon's good. I feel like you could strawberry do, lemon.
If there was like a bunch
oh!
of... That's fine, it was closed.
Oh, Tyler just dropped his
I'm sure you
hot
can hear
chocolate
it.
Mug. I think I screamed over it.
It's okay. I almost feel like if you could do your own Jamba Juice type flavored protein shake combination thing, like half a scoop of lemon with a full scoop of strawberry and a this of this, and you right. get a...
This and that.
Super duper shake brew.
Yeah. One last thing to look out for before we close out is the serving size. So the serving size for the Muscle Milk is 2 scoops. And what that gets you is 32 grams of protein. So you don't have to do 2 scoops. I mean, I'm just want to idiot-proof this podcast. You can do 1 scoop and get half the calories. You can get 150 calories and only, what, 16-ish grams?
It'd be 16 if it's 32.
So, you can do that, or if it's 20 grams, you can get
10.
Whatever it is, you can cut it in half. So, you don't have to always get that many if it doesn't fit into your calorie scheme.
Yeah. And use the scoop that came with the...
Yes.
Because that matters, because scoop within brands, from scoop,
yeah.
They change.
So, like even I had the Metabolic Drive vanilla, and then I had another one, and the scoop was different.
Mm-hmm.
So, even within brands, watch out.
You got to keep the scoop that came with the container.
Yep, and sometimes they'll, like, with shipping and all that, the scoop will be in the middle of the packet.
It's
so
the
if you
weirdest,
can't find it, use a knife.
It's literally like trying to get the toy out of a cereal box
really
before
is.
Your sister gets to it, and it's difficult sometimes.
Yeah, I never had that problem.
Or your brother.
Oh, I had that problem.
Okay.
Cool. Anything else before we close this one out, Tyler?
Tomorrow, what are we talking about?
Tomorrow, I believe we're going over, how to get over a slump. Is that right?
Breaking habits or something.
Getting over bad habits. Yeah, we're gonna start, because bad habits are, I mean, such a bummer. And they can be so, like, ingrained in us. It takes time, too. So we're gonna spend some time on that. It's not gonna be the last time you hear about us talking about breaking bad habits. It's gonna be a good amount of time that we're going to need to spend
on this. To jump into that, so.
Yeah.
I think that should do it.
Yeah, that should do it. So, take us out, T.
Balderdash.
Balderdash, a great game. And that will do it for us at the True Fitness Academy. I feel like we haven't said it in a while. Go check out our Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Go check us out on Twitter. Twitter, we haven't really been using a lot because I don't think either of us really care about it.
Twitter's overrated.
Yeah, Twitter's overrated. And join our mailing list. You still get access to the Ning site and our
holiday guide.
Holiday guide is on the Ning site. So if you haven't gotten any of, if you joined and you haven't got those invitations, let me know. I'm still hammering out the technology. Also, if you're on Google Wave, add me because I'm on it. Tyler, I sent you an invitation.
I know, but I got confused, so I didn't do anything.
I'll show it to you.
Well, the video was like an hour and a half
long. You don't have to watch that video.
I was so confused by it. I started watching it and I started moving stuff around. I was like, I don't want to do it.
Balderdash.
Balderdash.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Bye.
He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror. No.